Ann Arbor has an outstanding restaurant reputation, and coming soon, there are several events taking place to take advantage of that. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us on 89.1 WEMU to whet our appetite is Sandra Andrade, Director of Main Street Area Association. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Lisa.
Please tell me I didn't say that last year.
No, that was perfect.
Okay, good. That's my new one. Well, what's on the menu first?
Sunday, June 2nd, is Taste of Ann Arbor from 11 to 5 downtown, and it's at the intersection of Main and Liberty. First off, we're going to have music all the way through, which is loud. Sonic Lunch presents it, Bank of Ann Arbor.
Great. Well, let's set the scene. So here's a couple of blocks of downtown Ann Arbor closed off to traffic.
So basically we're closing it off to showcase our restaurants and what they do best in bite-sized pieces. We sell tickets. The Michigan Theater helps us with that. And it is between $1 and $4. So the menus are posted online this year. So that's exciting.
Oh,
so you can prepare and peruse, which you can do as well because Lisa is judging for. She's one of our celebrity judges.
Oh,
this
man,
year.
I'm so excited.
So you should totally start perusing the menus. Because there's so many options. Look at the menus. Come downtown. The tickets are sold on Liberty between Main and 4th. You go there, pick up your tickets, then you hit the tents. There's about 40 restaurants on Main Street between William and Washington. And there's music. There's an activity area. We have tons of great community partners this year. Michigan Theater, as I said, and Bank of Ann Arbor. Washtenaw Refugee Welcome is a big one this year. They're helping us collect our solid waste and recycle Ann Arbor. So we're just so lucky to have all these partners. And there'll be lots of kids' activities to do. The libraries doing activities, the DDA, 826 Michigan, Grievewell. They'll be making kites.
Making kites.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
This is a good event for all sorts of eaters. Yeah. I'm a grazer, so I like small bits of food.
Yeah.
So that's what your tickets, you buy the ticket, and then you buy like a sample, sort of.
Exactly. So between $1 and $4 per sample.
And then that way you can taste a variety of different foods.
Yeah, and there's lots of new restaurants downtown. Blue Llama will be there. Oh. Chow, which is the owner of Logan, opened that. Jim Brady's will have a tent. So there's lots of new places and places that have been there a while, but they're trying new things or they're just showing you things on their menu that you might not have ordered before. So, yeah. And Real Seafood has a huge paella, I'm going to call it a big skillet. That's, I'm sure, not what it's called. But they're going to be making paella in this big pan on Main Street. So that'll be fun to go watch.
Be fun. Yeah. And then there's judges. As you mentioned, I get to be a judge. And then are there prizes handed out? Or?
Yes. And actually, we have, there'll be a button on the website for People's Choice this year. So you can go to our website, mainstreetannarbor.org, and you'll see Taste of Ann Arbor, and you just say vote here, and you'll pick your favorite restaurant.
Well, is that new?
Yep, that's new. And then the winner gets a $50 gift certificate. We'll draw a name out of the people that voted, and they'll get a $50 gift certificate.
Well, that's the people who vote get to win. Oh, wow. Lots going on. It's Taste of Ann Arbor. It's happening this Sunday, June 2nd. What are the hours?
11 to 5.
11 to 5. It's just so much fun. You walk up and down, sample a lot of different food, as you said, a lot of good food to eat, a lot of good music to
energy.
Listen to.
Yeah,
good
there's
energy.
So much energy. I feel like Violin Monster, I'm sure, will be there.
I always see, I should post my picture of him. That's when I first encountered in Violin Monster and took a picture with him and have since interviewed him.
Yeah, he's here all the time. So he should be
they
there.
They named a beer
form.
After him. So he's got to be Taste of Ann Arbor. All right, so that's happening this Sunday, June 2nd. And then Sandra does not get a break, Sandra Andrade of the Main Street Area Association, because coming up on June 9th, it's Ann Arbor Restaurant Week.
Yep. So I kind of see, Taste of Ann Arbor of snippets of the restaurants, and then Restaurant Week is like the whole chef shebang, and you get like courses, and they really, you get to sit down, you get to be served, which I always enjoy. Get to try like the full-on dishes that they prepare for you. So we have a price structure that is $18 for lunch, $28 for dinner, and then this year we're adding a $38 chef's choice, which is really just an option for chefs that want to be more creative, but they couldn't do it within that $28 bracket. So a lot of times they'll have the $28 still, but you can also then choose, if you'd like, the $38 option. And lots of them are doing 2-for-1, and there's a button on the website if you want to go that route to see which ones are doing that.
What do you mean a button on the website to see the menu?
To see the 2-for-1 options. Okay. So if you just really, that's something I do a lot.
No, I like that. You can go online and you can see what the options are for Restaurant Week.
Yeah, so and then there's a vegan button as well and a vegetarian, which is easier than trying to see which restaurants offer those things. And this year we're doing a photo contest every day. So every day of Restaurant Week, whichever day you go, take pictures of your food or you with your food, or your friend with your food, whatever. Be creative. And each day, if you like it at Main Street Ann Arbor on Instagram and tag hashtag Ann Arbor Restaurant Week, then we will select one of the photos and $50 gift certificate.
Every day of
yeah.
Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
Why is it so much fun to take pictures of your food?
I know, it is.
It, totally is. It comes out and it looks, I mean, maybe it's because it looks so much better than something I can make at home. And like, no, don't take a bite. I got to take a picture first. So now you can win a prize with that.
Yes.
So again, you take the picture and then you follow
Instagram at Main Street Ann Arbor.
On Instagram. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you take the picture and then you hashtag
Ann Arbor Restaurant Week.
Ann Arbor Restaurant Week. And every day between June 9th and June 14th, when Restaurant Week runs, someone's going to win a $50 gift certificate.
Yes.
Let's go back again to Chef's Choice. Is that new this year?
Yep. So that's new. And that's just, again, offering like an option. I believe Gandy Dancer, like, for example, they have the $28 option, but then they have this really nice piece of steak that is the $38 Chef's Choice. And it still comes with all the courses and everything, but it just gave them more flexibility with their menu, I guess.
What is the point of Ann Arbor Restaurant Week? Is it to get a deal, or is it to try new places, or both, maybe?
I think it's both. I mean, Ann Arbor, we have an incredible culinary scene,
yes,
and this is
absolutely.
Just an opportunity to go to places that you normally don't think to go because we all get in our ruts, and to try new things and to not break your wallet, you know, doing so. Yeah, and see, and then you learn what you love. Yeah.
And we'll put the links online so you can check before you go. And I think that's a good way to decide which restaurant you want to visit.
Oh, yeah. You got to strategize.
Strategize.
And make reservations.
Okay, you can make reservations.
Yeah. So each menu page has either the phone number at the top or a reservation link. So a lot of them take reservations. Some of them don't, but you might want to be safe and just call.
Because it's a busy time in Arbor.
Yes.
And is it breakfast, too, or just lunch and dinner?
Lunch and dinner, but some do brunch. So Maquette, Isolita, and Monty all do brunch. So there's certain restaurants that do brunch. Like, they all get very creative, and we kind of try to give them as much leeway as we can and do their menus. Yeah.
How many restaurants are participating in Ann Arbor Restaurant Week this year?
Over 50. I would say it's 50. It's probably like 54, 55.
Mm-hmm. Now, and they have these in other cities around the state as well.
Yeah.
Is it around the country or just...
I just know the Midwest. I always hear about the Chicago one and the Grand Rapids, but I know we were one of the front runners. I wasn't there for that, but I know we were one of the first ones.
How many years have you been doing Ann Arbor Restaurant Week?
Over 10 years. Yes.
Okay, so we'll put the links. You can pick out where you want to go. Check out your menu options on our webpage, WEMU.org. Look forward to. Now I just want to go just take a picture.
Take a picture.
Yeah. I mean, not only are you tasting great food, but now your picture could be a winner, right?
Yeah, $50. Main Street Ventures.
All right. Well, we look forward to Sunday, June 2nd for Taste of Ann Arbor between what time again?
11 to 5.
I should know. I'm a judge. I should be there in time. And then beginning June 9th through the 14th, it's Ann Arbor Restaurant Week. And Sandra Andrade, Director of Main Street Area Association, thanks so much for joining us on WEMU and making us so hungry.
Thank you, Lisa.